Today we'd like to see the title of a good fix and naughty fix in Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 1 to 10. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Here is Maranatha worship songs, the videos you may click on there. Also, the other one, CCM video, a ministry over CCH Press music video, right here, click on. You may listen and watch it on Christian songs. Question 1 and verse 1. The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of a fig set before the temple of the Lord. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princess of Judah with the craftsmen and smith from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. Explain its historical background and what it means, and what can we learn from here? What's the question to you, in verse 6? For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them, not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? What's the question in verse 10? And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they are consumed from the land that I gave to them and their fathers. Who are they in the context, and what can we learn from here? Here is the chart here. One is the king soldier, Judah's king, reign period, like that. So here, 15th king Josiah, good king, his three sons become king. That is Jehoaz, Shalom, or Shalom, 17, Joachim, Eliakim, in the text, showed up. His son, Jehoiachin, Jeconiah, Konyah, that is actually Joshua's grandson, Zedekiah, Joshua's son. So the right hand side in reign period. Here, that time event, 722 before Christ, Assyria conquered Israel, northern Israel, already gone, this prophecy of Jeremiah. And 606 before Christ, Babylon's first captivity invaded into Judah. That time, Daniel and his friends in Judah also carried away. They are talking about Daniel chapter 1. So those people obeyed God's commandments for surrendering to Babylon. So the second captivity, 597 before Christ, Ezekiel, the prophet, also carried away with the other obedient the Judah people. Then last 586 before Christ, Babylon finally conquered Judah. Those remained in Jerusalem who disobeyed the God. You know, that is right here. That is actually is in a lot of the chaos in Jerusalem. By surrounding Babylon also carried away, and the very difficult way, you know, that most of them killed, you know, like that. So then, you know, those are in the background there. So in the last time, chapter 22, 4, 7, thus you shall say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered you, and what has the Lord spoken? But since you say the oracle of the Lord that this says the Lord. Because you say this word, the oracle of the Lord, and I have sent to you saying, do not say the oracle of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you and forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and will cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Now Jeremiah answered to the false prophet according to God's instruction. Don't say the oracle of the Lord. God will utterly forget you and forsake you, bringing an everlasting reproach and a perpetual shame upon you. What a higher standard to the word ministers. Let not many of you become teachers or masters, because you may easily stumble in word. It's learned that nobody is allowed to alter his word by God. This is a false type, is a false prophet. False type, or you know, false prophet. Basically, they were in actual God's word in the scripture, but they, without consideration, context, the meaning is altered, changed. It's like, you know, that kind of situation. So we saw several examples. One of them is Satan's second temptation of Jesus. Satan actually used the scripture, Psalm 91, but without consideration, the context. God, who is a protector, rather than he used that particular word, Jesus to become his slave or servant in that way. So that is a typical example. Let's see today's text, verse 1. The Lord showed me, and there were two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim. So Jeconiah, here we see chart, you know, 18th king, Jeconiah, king of Judah, 18th king, and the princes of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. This was during the Babylon's second captivity, Shebab Table, in 597 before Christ. Jehoiachin, Jeconiah, or Coniah, you know, several names, the same person, but the different names, was taken to Babylon, as Jeremiah prophesied. And Zedekiah, the 19th king, or last king, became king. Jeremiah saw these two baskets of figs before the temple. Jeremiah 22, 24, up to 28, you know, to talk about, we already covered it. Then verse 2, one basket had a very good fig, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had a very bad fig, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? The first time ripened figs in the early July are much larger and more flavorful than the latter figs at the end of August or September. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? Verse 3, the first figs were very good figs, but the latter time figs were extremely perishable, and these were bad. The good figs represent surrenders, goes out to the Babylonians, as God commanded through Jeremiah. That is, their hearts were obedient to God. Jeremiah 21, you know, 8 to 10, God specifically told it to Jeremiah chapter 21, you know, surrender to Chaldeans like that. And I said, the figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so I acknowledge those who are carried away captive from Judah, whom I have sent out of this place for their own good into the land of the Chaldeans or Babylon." Verse 5, "Among those who were carried away were some good people, such as Daniel, Ezekiel, and Daniel's three friends. Jerusalem was to go through a horrible siege. They stole, robbed, and killed for one another." First Bible. "Then the Babylon army finally broke the walls of Jerusalem. Those who were in Jerusalem had a horrible experience. Those who were carried away were better than those who remained in Jerusalem." Verse 6, "For I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them and not." These were carried away as slaves to Babylon. They probably did not realize that this was for their good. They likely thought that the Lord had forsaken us. The Lord did not love us. The taken people were cared for by the Lord. For example, Daniel, who prayed constant to the Lord, held a high position in Babylon. It's shown, as long as we love God and we are called according to God's purpose, all things work together for good, even we don't know the future. Verse 7, "Then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return me with their whole heart." A person who is good in his heart, God will deal with him. And so it will cause such people to turn to God. God would watch over them, and he would bring them back, establish them in the land, and give them a heart to know that is his Lord. Evil people only become more stubborn in their evil. It seems as they begin to experience the judgment of God as the Pharaoh. Verse 8, "And as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely, thus says the Lord, so will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princes, residue of Jerusalem, who remain in this land, and those who dwell in the land of Egypt. I will deliver them to trouble, into all the kingdoms of the earth, for their harm, to be a reproach, and by word, a taunt and curse, in all places where I shall deliver them. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, till they are consumed from the land that I gave to them and their fathers." So the good figs were really those that were carried away captive. The evil figs were those that remained in the rebellion. Jeremiah had advised them to surrender to Babylon army, but they rebelled against the word of God, and so they were so evil that there was no recovering. The unpardonable sin, called as the devil sin, is compared to undeveloped sin or pardonable sin. Unpardonable sin is unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, and the statement, the Holy Spirit. When they have set their heart against God, when they get to that place where God gives up on them, God no longer deals with them. God supreme ceases to strive with them, where God looks upon each of them as a rotten fig, so to speak. Those who remained in Jerusalem with Zedekiah is subject to God's judgment, as God promises. However, those who have been obedient to God, taken to Babylon are going to be taken care of by God. We should obey God according to the Spirit, whose sword is the Word of God, even if we don't know the future yet. Or cross-reference right there. So we cover all chapters. It's a Peru mission tour. We prepare, you know, four songs. If the Lord permits, we'll share four songs. You know, we may listen. So Peru is a Spanish language. So this is uploaded to YouTube. You know, over there, the how to subtitle supernatural word and instruction is bottom line there. So we plan to visit the 2022 to publish is customary Christian, the book, you know, translated the Alberto Sanchez. We plan to meet him, also Lucho Gracia, the pastor, you know, Gracia at Calvary Chapel, you know, pastors that plan too. So we pass out the mission card, you know, to whoever is available, given away. So keep on praying for them. So according to Jesus' Great Commission, teaching all nations. So that commission, so we are just following him. God bless you. Let's sing together the last chapter song.